What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today, and I got another one for New York Post. It says AOC's right, New York is unaffordable thanks to her and her fellow Dems. Opinion by Post editorial board. It says, for once, AOC is right. They can't afford to live here anymore, she said Monday on Working Class Gothamites. This is the policies that she and her progressive allies want more of that made the city so expensive. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is after all a Democratic socialist. Yep. She really is. Look at what Associated Digital Town Hall, where she spoke, recently announced cuts across city agencies. Why are these needed? To pay for the migrants, AOC, her ilk demand, we admit to an infinite number in the House feed forever at a cost of more than $12 billion through fiscal 2025. That's a conservative estimate. What about housing? A recent survey shows a third of New Yorkers are paying over half their income for rent. Lefties use that fact to call for even more rent control, which in fact is a huge reason city housing is so limited. Beyond that, is the way progs have done so much to reduce the amount of housing, from blocking renewal of the 421 a tax break for developers responsible for the vast majority of new affordable housing in the past 2 decades, to 2019's Tenant Protection Act, which has taken 43,000 units off the market because it doesn't let landlords cover the cost of bringing old apartment up to code. Wow. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes working class New Yorkers are leaving the Big Apple because it's too expensive. Giddy images. Now the city's on track to see only 11,000 new units built this year, half of the number from 2022. And this is to say nothing that state's Green New Deal climate laws that already sending power prices for New Yorkers skyward. Or the billion of dollars stolen by shoplifting thugs from retailers big and small thanks to the criminal justice reform AOC and her compatriots back. AOC offer her usual prescription of the issue, tax rich. Lord. But they are fleeing the state and city in droves, also thanks to her progressive overlords. AOC and her fellow lefties simply don't care about their ideas. Actually mean for the people whose interests they claim to represent. As if progressive ideology continues to rule New York, it'll get more and more unaffordable and the exodus accelerate. And my point of view is like, well, you got what you voted for, but let's see the comments. Let me see. Comments. One commenter said, this bartender is a complete idiot and should be returned to cheating drunks. AOC needs a hot shovel, you know where. Another user says, didn't she turn down that huge offer for Sears jobs coming to New York and told them no? Another commenter says, she's proof that both parties need to take their trash out. Another commenter says, how AOC has ever elected in the first place simply blows my mind. She's a horrible choice to represent New York District in Congress. Also, another, so the article says the rich are fleeing New York, but AOC especially says the data shows they aren't. So what's right? Well, technically, they kind of left. They went to Florida, if you must know. But that's all I got, guys. This year is starting to close. I can't wait for season 5 of POV, my point of view for season 5 of the new year of 2024. But until next time, guys, be amazing.